It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
Well, the New York March contract bounced off the 58-cent lows that we'd seen the prior week. We settled this past week just one tick above 60 cents even, And for now, that the deep bearishness has been avoided. But a 60-cent close, that you know as much as I do, it keeps the technical signals weak. And save for export sales around the globe, there's little, if any, bullishness out there right now. Demand remains all but nil, and polyester prices continue to beg, really, for lower cotton prices. But, you know, the question is, how bad is demand? We keep hearing about it. This past week, Macy's offered a $9 for men's dress shirts a sale, and they added buy three, and they'll throw the shipping in for free. And I don't know if it was real or not. I tried to go online and buy some, but I never could navigate their website. So, but nevertheless, demand is on life support, as unfortunately, in my opinion, so are higher prices at this time. Global export sales continue to be very impressive, and we'd like to think that's going to lead to higher prices, and at some time it will, but we're seeing just very large amounts of not only U.S. cotton, but Brazilian, Indian, and Australian cotton moving right now. So mills are extremely active, but, you know, given New York in the high 50s to just 60 cents, basis strict low mill an inch and 16th, sales should be very strong. But from a price perspective, the announcement of very strong export sales this past week didn't really move the market at all. In fact, it was those massive sales, over 300,000 running bales, that helped keep the March contract from slipping lower, in my opinion. The real support in the market came, and support, not boost, the real support came from China's almost announcement, as I call it. They made an announcement, but it came from so many different unofficial sources. I call it an announcement that state sales, the government was going to delay its sales on the open market to the July-August time period, whereas they had initially suggested they were going to do it immediately. But the real unseen part of that news leakage was the comment that the state was going to allow sales to occur at market price. And heretofore, that phrase market price has meant in China or the world market price. And understanding that prior Chinese sales and purchases have been some, within the country, have been some 20 to 70 cents above the world price, that's a very significant announcement that they made. And basically it says that they're no longer going to support prices in country, and they're going to allow the market to trade well below the Chinese support price. And that's also consistent with the strong price retrenchment we've seen in Chinese futures prices, and that's been going on since November. And in fact, Chinese futures prices have now established record lows. Not contract lows, but record lows. And remembering that the Chinese government has a near $1 per pound U.S., a dollar U.S., they've got that much subsidy in their reserve stocks. And on several occasions, including this one, they announced its intentions to allow cotton to move in the market at world price. So they're saying they're going to take this loss rather than continue to support the domestic market. And that will get cotton back moving. It will get cotton moving as cheap as it is, as old as it is. But we're going to have to gut it out until that happens. And more than likely, it's going to take a full year.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.